This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
That's us. Are we supposed to be here today? Oh, jeez. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communications. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Kathy's with me today. Kathy in Ohio. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Very well. Kathy, I'm all excited to be doing this broadcast, and I'll tell you why. Yesterday we did a broadcast with Kyle, and we talked about tools and hand tools, specifically, you know, what to look for. And I got an email from another continent after the broadcast saying, I'm paraphrasing. I can't believe you guys did a whole broadcast on screwdrivers. Now, I've never heard anybody do that. And so in that line of thinking, we are going to do more broadcasts like that. Kyle's going to be with me tomorrow, hour number one, and we're going to be talking about tools and the kinds of tools that you should consider for the do-it-yourself, or we're going to help you avoid making the mistakes of buying the wrong tools. How to buy them, maybe what you should pay for them, how to use them, what they're for, etc. And today, in the same line of thinking, Kathy and I are going to be doing a broadcast about, and I just came up with this title. I don't know if it's a good title or not, but USA Prepares Home Improvements, the way we do it. So if you combine the expertise that Kathy has and add a little bit of mine to that, you've got over 100 years of experience of things that we have seen. Things that we have seen that are done right, things that we have seen that are absolute mistakes. And we thought that we could come up with a list of things that you should consider since many of us are staying at home more and more and more. So if you're going to be building, if you're going to be updating, if you're planning on improving your home, we have a whole list of things to help you avoid making mistakes. Would you say that would explain what we're going to do, Kathy?
Yeah, I would. That's kind of what I was thinking all week about, things that I wished I would have done and things that are my favorite things. I've got a list of my favorite things done, so when we get to it, I can read it to you.
Okay. Well, why don't you start with that, and I'll take some notes. And I have I have a list in front of me as well. All right. Why don't you start, Kathy, with your list?
Okay, I wanted to say, Vince, that I think that with what's going on right now, my list is different than it probably would have been even 5 years ago, just because of the whole situation. But I think that for me, I've always wanted a house to be warm and inviting, that people can come in and they can say, oh, I just really like being here. It feels warm. I mean, my house is clean, but it's not perfect. And I guess I always wanted to have family and friends know that they're welcome. And I just tried to make it comfortable, whether it's like what kind of furniture you have, or sometimes like if you just, not that I have fancy decor, I don't, but just like a warm feeling that I get in the colors being warm. So that was always my goal, is that when my kids or family or friends came over, just I wanted it to be inviting. But I think for me, some of my favorite things that over the years, and I have to give my husband a ton of credit on this because he is a thinker and all that, but probably one of my favorite things is having enough light in a room. I'm not a person that likes a dark room. And I know that you lose some energy if you have windows, but if you can afford to put in good windows, I like white. It just makes me have more energy. It makes me happy. Any home we ever looked at, if it had little tiny windows that was dark, my husband would go, okay, we're not even going into that one because I know you won't even like it. So I like windows if they're appropriately placed. My second thing that I really like is a central vac in the house. I think that it's quieter, it's cleaner, the dust doesn't go through the house. But if you're going to build it, you can pre-plumb it, and you can cap it, and you can put all the outlets and everything in the wall. You don't have to buy the unit if you can't afford it. But I don't think we had more than a couple $100 when we pre-did our other one. But my husband put one in the home I'm in now, and it was a lot of work. It was a whole week of trying to find areas where he could run the pipes and put the outlets in, and some of it was really in a very awkward, bad position. But we can talk more about that later. My third thing is a nice kitchen and a well-laid-out kitchen. We can go into that more later, Vince, but I like a big island. I like a U-shaped kitchen, and I like the a tile floor, especially if it goes right out the back door where you're coming in. You might have gravel on your shoes or a dog that's coming in and out with their nails and everything. And a lot of cupboards and a big pantry if you can design it where you have a big pantry. And a couple things. One of my favorite things on one of the houses we had, and I know it's a luxury, but we had a front door system, and it had glass in the middle, and it had like beveled glass that were like with a design. And when the sun would come up in the morning, it would hit the walls in the hallway and in the kitchen, and I had all this beautiful prism effect on the walls. It was so beautiful. It was like little tiny like rainbow, you know, effects. Every people would come in and say, oh my gosh, this door is so pretty. It's got you know, the pretty light coming in. It was a little expensive. I probably couldn't do it now, but it was one of my favorite things in one of the houses we had. The other thing I liked was I had a big laundry room. My husband designed a house, and it was probably 11 by 11, but it had access to the outside, so I could go right out to my clothesline with the washer and dryer being right there and hang out my clothes. I had a freezer in there. I had a utility sink in there. I had the whole wall was a closet, so I could store laundry baskets and everything. But I liked it because I had space for things. I could put things, and I didn't get it in my kitchen. Like if you're training a puppy in a dog crate or you're working on canning, you can put all your extra stuff in there, and it's not in your way in the kitchen. And last but not least, I was able to have a sewing room for me. It's kind of like my project room. I have my cutting table and a layout table, and I have my sewing machine. But my own like space where I'm working on things. I can just work, and it's got three big windows, so I have plenty of light, so I can see what I can do. But those are just some of my favorite things in my home. So I just want your opinion, Vince.
I just love it. And what you're talking about is spending more time in the home and making it so it's more efficient and getting it right the first time. And that's what we're talking about, class, getting it right the first time. It's often been said there's plenty of time to get it right the second time, but it's expensive to get it right the second time. So let me go down a couple items on the list, and this will give you food for thought. These are the kinds of things that we're going to be talking about. So foregoing fancy for practical, formica versus Corian versus granite countertops. island versus no island in the kitchen. Built-in kitchen desk, bookcases, built-in planning for them. And then what about the weight on the beams? What about trusses and attic storage space? Outside vent for a stove. What kind of fuel should you use for your stove? What about particle board versus plywood core kitchen cabinets? What about wall outlet spacing? More versus fewer wall switches? Ceiling fans on separate switches from lighting? Overhead lighting versus table lighting versus floor lamps? Can lights versus hanging fixtures, separating overhead lighting wiring from wall outlet wiring, roughing in a whole house vacuum system, which Kathy mentioned, the kitchen triangle, that would be the stove and the sink and the refrigerator, putting them in the right place so that you don't have to walk too far carrying those items from the refrigerator to the stove, to the sink, to the dishwasher. I mean, it's a triangle, but you have to add that in too. And should you have a dishwasher? What about a freezer in the kitchen? Kathy mentioned that she had hers in her laundry room. And so that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's probably 1/8 of the items that are on the list that we plan on talking about over the course of this series, which we are titling USA Prepares Home Improvements the Way We Do It. So, Kathy, the first item that you mentioned was the central vacuum cleaner. Now, did you say that you wanted to rough it in, but it was difficult because it was after the construction of the house?
Well, the first one we had, my husband put all the pipes in, the PVC pipe, I believe, and everything. We couldn't afford the unit, but he put everything in, got all the little plates in where you plug it in right into the wall. But when we had to move and we got this one, he knew that how much I liked a central vac unit, and we have connections with a man who's that's his business. So he put one in for me last year in a pre-existing home, and if I know you know how much work that would be. We had sometimes a half an inch space where he could run in, I mean, just extra, and it was hard to get the drill, and we had to make all these elbows and bends to get it, but he eventually got it. But we put one in the garage, we put two in the basement, and we put two upstairs. So it's really nice, like, to do your car. Or I don't use it like for stones or anything, but just around the door coming into the garage, we have like a small carpet there. But yeah, he did put one in for me in a pre-existing home. And if you can do it the other way, then do it before the house is, well, they put all the drywall in and everything. Am I saying that right, Ben?
Yes, you absolutely are. And that's what we did. We decided, many years ago, that we were not going to buy someone else's mistakes. We were going to make our own mistakes. And that's the terminology that I've been using. Because I think if you're going to move, make your own mistakes. Find some land out in the middle of nowhere where the taxes are low, where the government help is very few and far between, and there's no building restrictions, no building codes, no building inspectors, and you do it your way. Now, I'm saying build it to code because you don't want it to fall down. You do want it to be safe. You want the plumbing to work. But it'd be nice if you didn't have to have someone say, wait a minute, you can't proceed. No more hammering, nailing, sawing until this guy comes out, and he'll be out Tuesday. Well, maybe it's Thursday. Maybe it's a week from Thursday. We'll be right back.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence. intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
USA Prepares Home Improvements with Kathy. And, Kathy, I have a couple other comments. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. So when we installed, our son and I were building this house, and it's still not done. We're into it. We started in 2005, and we're still working on it. So 16 years, and we still haven't finished the spackling in the living room and haven't finished most of the trim in a lot of the house. And so some of the interior isn't even painted. But when we were building this, and by the way, you don't have to rush it. And when you rush it, that's when you make mistakes. If you take time and you look at the studded walls before the sheetrock goes on, you don't let your sheetrock contractor, force you into making decisions when you really aren't prepared for it. You'll make fewer mistakes and you'll get it right. So what we did was, our son and I lived in the basement. We carved out a room in the basement and we insulated it That's where we lived. We had, a little plug-in wall heater, and we used the washing machine. That was our sink, for washing our face and stuff like that. And so it was pretty primitive. It was like living in a tent without the tent. And we did that for 18 months while we built the house. But that gave us time to walk around and look at everything. And so when it came time to putting in the central vacuum system, what we did was we looked at where would the furniture be in this house, assuming it had floor and walls. Where would the furniture be? And we knew what the furniture was because we owned the furniture already. So we took a 30-foot piece of string. Now, why 30 feet? Because the hoses for a central vacuum system come in 25, 30, and 35 feet. And I figured if we had a 30-foot or 35-foot hose for the central vac, and then you added the wand with it, you're getting close to maybe 38 feet. So I figured we could use 30 feet to move around the furniture and make sure that wherever we put these receptacles for the central vacuum hose that attaches to the wall, that we'd be able to reach all the corners under the beds and so forth. So that's how we figured out where to put the fixtures or the receptacles for the central vac hose. And also something else we did was we wired in a 120-volt outlet right next to the central vac wall receptacle. And the reason for that is some of the power heads that you use with the central vacuuming system require that. Some don't. And I didn't want to be locked in for, you know, a 35-cent receptacle and a 18-cent plastic box and, you know, a few feet of wire. So what we did was we made sure we had a receptacle to plug in a 120-volt vacuum power head right next to the central vac, we'll call it inlet or outlet, whatever it's called. And it worked really well. So one other thing I wanted to mention. The power heads that you buy that come from China are junk. Absolute junk. And the reason I know that is I bought a kit because when we roughed this in, we put in all the plumbing. And we didn't have a hose. And we didn't have a power head. And we didn't have the central vac unit, the vacuum itself. We didn't have any of that. But we had all the plumbing. And we roughed it in. And what we found out was after using the Chinese hose, which is okay, the 30 or 35-foot hose, that's okay. The switches are lousy. They've got to find some new switches because they failed already. But the power heads that come from China are junk. So what you really should do is find on eBay a Kenmore Whisper belt. Kenmore, you know, the old Sears brand, Whisper, Whisper, B-E-L-T. And that is the model of the vacuum power head. Now, it's not sold for a central vacuum system. It is sold for use with a canister vacuum. So you may find at a junk store a whole Kenmore canister vacuum system with the Whisper belt power head, and there you've got it. Okay? And you might have to spend, you know, $50, $60 for it, and that would be a bargain. And it's made by Panasonic. It is top of the line, the best you can get, and that is what we found lasts the longest, does the best job, etc. So those are my suggestions if you're going to install. We put the plumbing in, and roughly speaking, going by memory, $150 for all the plumbing to put in the central vac system, and then $300 for the power head, for the vacuum itself, the canister vacuum that we hang on the wall. That was another $300. We bought that used. VacuFlow is the brand. Top of the line. I love it. Kathy, when we come back, your comments, please.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Buried on page 305 of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 is a provision that awards federal employees with kids as much as $21,000 for each household to stay home. The Emergency Federal Employees Leave Fund provision includes $570 million for government employees only. The bill ignored the same provisions for you and me. The FDA stated Wednesday that Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine prevents COVID-19 and that the FDA will make a final authorization decision soon. Johnson & Johnson has an ongoing study of 44,000 patients in South Africa, the United States, and Brazil. There were 7 deaths recorded among patients receiving a placebo and 0 among those who got the vaccine. Last July, the USS Bonhomme Richard was damaged at a naval base in San Diego, California. Instead of spending $30 million in repairs, some lawmakers are asking to sink the ship off the Florida coast to create an artificial reef. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The power in Texas failed miserably during last week's deadly Arctic blast. When people needed the power most, it was not there. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, Val Dior reports.
We're beginning to get to the bottom of how it was possible that millions of Texans went without heat for days while temperatures stayed below freezing. We now know that some of the very people who call the shots on Texas's power do not even live here in the state. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, held an emergency board meeting on Wednesday and confirmed that 5 board members have resigned, effective immediately. 4 during the meeting, the 5th had separately submitted her resignation prior to. All 5 members maintain out-of-state addresses. Texas Governor Greg Abbott welcomed their resignations and confirmed that the state will continue to investigate.
At least 58 people died in Texas due to the winter storms last week. Major League Baseball spring training starts Sunday. Some of the games include the Blue Jays and Yankees in Tampa, Florida, the Nationals and Cardinals in Jupiter, Florida, and the Marlins and Astros in West Palm Beach, Florida. In the West, the Reds and the Indians in Goodyear, Arizona, Dodgers and A's in Mesa, Arizona, and the Brewers and White Sox in Glendale, Arizona. Regular season starts April 1st. NASCAR racing this weekend from Miami, Florida. On Saturday, the Xfinity Series Contender Boats 250 will start at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, inspection start at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Then it's the Dixie Vodka 400 at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot keep it? God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us, and we're talking about the very first item on the list, central vacuum system. And as she mentioned, it's less noisy, and it is not a dust recirculation system. If you have a canister vacuum or an upright vacuum and you push that thing around, what you're really doing is picking up most of the dust and distributing the rest of the dust throughout the house through, you know, small particles going airborne. And so the central vac is the way to go, especially if you have asthma or allergies or a respiratory condition. Kathy, did you have any thoughts about what I mentioned about the power head, the putting the outlet next to the vacuum inlet outlet on the wall, et cetera?
Yeah, Vince, we have the original power head that we bought with ours, but I'll definitely look into the other one. We walked around, and I had the same thing. I walked around with a 30-foot tape measure to make sure we could get to all the corners of the basement and all that. Vince, a couple things that I wanted to add to that. The first one was we bought it's a sleeve that goes on the hose, and we just use it upstairs, and it looks it's like a cloth sleeve, and that way, you know, the how you have the hoses, sometimes it gets caught like on the corners of the wall, is that little ridge in there, and so we bought a sleeve, and that way when you're pulling it, it doesn't get caught on the woodwork, and you don't have to keep going back. It's not a big thing, but it was just a handy thing that we saw. The other thing is we have, it's called a dust pan, and it's a foot activated, device, and it's on the floor. I have it right next to my kitchen island, and you can just take your broom or whatever, like if you spilled crumbs there, or if you've got hair or dog hair or something, but you just push it with your foot, and the suction's right there. And you just take a broom, and you can sweep all your mess right up in there. It's just a handy little thing, and I don't think it was all that expensive. The other thing, Vince, I knew a person who had a central vac, and they said, you know, it worked great at first, but then it just stopped working. And we were talking for a while. I said, well, did you ever empty the canister or the screen? She goes, I never thought. I thought it all just went outside. So she never emptied it. So it just got so plugged that the thing quit working. So once a week, we go down and empty the canister downstairs, and we have like a brush, and we brush the screen, and you'll see dust and debris come down. And that keeps it functioning much better. And I like it that it ducts to the outside, but those are just some of the things that I have learned and that we did.
Yeah. And you know, you can put the central vacuum unit itself in the basement, and you can put it in the garage. And ours is in the garage, and it vents outside. And class, here's what you need to think about. You want the fewest feet and the fewest number of elbows in the central vac plumbing system. Okay, it will work way better if you have fewer elbows and fewer feet of pipe. So that's the plan, but you have to have enough inlet / outlets to do the job. And I looked up the cost, just the installation cost, and it ranges for 2021 between $1,200 and $4,200 for the labor to install this system. So I think that realistically, if you have a, let's say, a 2,500 square foot, 3,000 square foot house, and it has two levels, I really think that if you were going to call a company up and say, can you do this for us, the whole thing, and you know, we'll just write you a check, I have a feeling it's going to be in the $5,000-$7,000 neighborhood by the time you get the power head, the hoses, the inlet outlets, you know, the garage, the basement, the whole thing. And if you have a house that's made out of brick or stone, that will drive the cost up because you've got to drill through the brick or stone to vent outside. And one thing that was interesting when I was looking, they have a muffler. And the muffler can be installed on the outlet of the power unit. And that's to keep the noise down. And I was talking to this gal when I was buying a couple extra elbows I needed. And she said, do you have a muffler? And I said, why would I want one of those? She said, well, you know, because neighbors, you know, we don't want to bother the neighbors. And I said, I don't care about the neighbors. and actually, I would if we had some, but we don't have any neighbors. And the nearest neighbor's a mile away, so I doubt they're going to hear us vacuuming the house. But what it does is, ours has I don't know how many gallons it is, but it's got to be like 6-7 gallons capacity for the tank or the bucket that holds all of this dust. Class, you won't believe how quickly that fills up. You just won't believe that amount of dust was on your floors, rugs, etc. It's staggering, isn't it, Kathy?
Oh, it's amazing. And that's why we do it every week, because mm-hmm. it's just amazing how much. I don't know where it all comes from, because we really don't wear our shoes in the house, but it just comes. And yeah,
if you have dogs.
Feature. It's not in the. Oh, I'm sorry, Vince.
If you have dogs and cats, they will find it outside. They're like dust magnets, and they bring it in, and they shake some of it off, and it gets distributed. I remember saying to Mrs. Finelli a couple days ago, do you know where the rake is? And she looked at me, and she knows what I mean. I mean, when I say that, that means that, you know, it's time to vacuum the house. At least in my opinion, it is. And once a week... once a week is, you know, probably the frequency, but it is way better than buying one of those $500 or I don't even know what they cost, canister vacuums. Canister is the best way to go if you're not going to go central vac. But if you're going to go central vac, I suggest you get the kind without the bag. Now, for convenience, there is a bag type and a bagless. The bagless type just has a bucket. And all the dust and dirt goes into a bucket, and you pour it out. Think of it like a 5-gallon bucket or 5-gallon pail. And all of that debris just settles in the bottom, and it actually fills up as you use it. And when it gets to half full or three-quarters full, you want to get and dump it out. But if you can get the kind that has a bag. And the bag type, you have to keep buying bags. I have no idea what they cost. They have to be like $10 a piece. Or close to it, because they're big bags, and they have to be filter-type bags. But if you get the kind that doesn't have a filter bag, and uses a cyclonic action, like the VacuFlow that we have, you'll never have to buy bags. Do you have the bag or the bag-free type?
The bag-free.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Do you agree?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think ours probably pays for itself, and over and over. I mean, we had our other one for 11 years, and we never had a problem with it.
What you said about emptying it, that is so interesting. Your friend who didn't think that they had to empty it, that's because they didn't read the manual, and or the person who installed it didn't tell them, or someone forgot to say, by the way, here's how this thing works. So, and that happens with cars, too. How many people have cars, and they have features on the dashboard, and have no idea what they do? But you know what? Every one of those features is described in the owner's manual that came with the car. Every one. So, if you have a central vacuum system, and you do not empty the bag or the bucket, you are putting undue stress, unnecessary stress on the vacuum system, the motor, the bearings, everything, and you'll make it wear out faster. So you want, there's a screen in there that keeps the big chunks from going into the motor and the vanes of the vacuum unit itself. You want to make sure that you don't vacuum up long stuff that can get clogged in the plumbing, like string, like bristles from a broom. You know, just because it can doesn't mean you should vacuum it up, because those pieces of, like if you vacuumed a pencil up, it would probably vacuum up. But it'll get stuck. It'll get stuck in an elbow. And then when it gets stuck, it will stick. Other smaller items will get stuck, and pretty soon it's plugged up. Now what do you do? Right? So just don't do it.
Well, Vince, I take the power head, and I turn it over, and I have long hair, and my daughter, my granddaughter, and we have a dog. But the hair can get wound around there. And like you said, string, you know, sometimes I find string, I find dental floss, and I literally will take like little scissors, and I'll cut not the bristles, but the hair, and I'll just spend like 15, 20 minutes and cleaning all those bristles out, like maybe every couple years, but then the bottom part comes apart, and you get a bunch of dust and dirt under there too, so I just take like an old toothbrush and clean all that out, and then it, the power head frees up. But if you have people with long hair, it winds right around there, and it'll tie that thing up and slow it down. You can almost hear it when you're vacuuming. It's not going as fast.
And there, in the power head, there is a fan that cools the motor. So you don't see it, class, but it literally picks up air from around the power head, blows the air across the motor that drives the belt, that drives the beater bar in the power head, and keeps it cool. And if you block that off with dust and hair and whatever else, the power head won't last as long. So there's all kinds of maintenance prevention items that you can do, and it's just all common sense. It's all common sense. So what Kathy's saying is, yeah, how is it possible that someone with long hair would not have a strand or two of hair in the dog hair and not get caught in the power head? How is that possible? Well, it's impossible. It would get caught there. We have the same problem. Mrs. Finelli has long hair, too. And pretty soon, I'm going to have long hair. But actually, my hair is getting long. If I ever went to visit my doctor, I don't think she'd recognize me. But, okay, so anything else about the central vac system? Other than
I
you're going to do
that. Yeah, I think we did it pretty well then.
All right, so the bottom line is, if you're going to build a house, rough it in. Spend the $150. I doubt you'll regret it. I really doubt you'll regret it. Okay, next item on your list, Kathy, was the kitchen. The big island, the U-shape, the tile floor, the big pantry, and the cupboards. You want to go into some depth on that?
Yeah, Vince, one of the things I had in the house that my husband designed that I really liked in the kitchen, I don't know what you call it. I called it like a bump out where I could put the kitchen table. And I had five windows. It was sort of like an octagon shape. And it was so nice because I had all my flower beds out there and my bird feeders. And that's where a lot of people congregated because the view was so pretty. And we would watch the flowers and the birds and so that was a nice feature, not a necessity. I don't have it in the house I'm in now. But what I would say for me is one of the first houses I had it had vinyl. And I really hated it. It ripped. Just one time somebody moved the refrigerator out and it ripped the refrigerator. I mean, it ripped the tile. The vinyl. And it doesn't last. It just kind of heals up and wears, and then that finish comes off of it. So I told my husband, if we could possibly afford it, I would just put down
anything.
We'll
be right back. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us. Home Improvements, USA Prepare style, the way we do it. Kathy, you mentioned a bump out in the kitchen, and I believe what you're saying is that you had some windows that protruded out past the basement wall, below those windows, and you had a kitchen table there, so you had more light and a very pleasant view. Is that correct? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Vince, we did, and it had a deck on the side there, and we had a patio table, and I always had bluebirds, and I would put a little dish of mealworms out there for them every morning, and they were probably 6 feet away from me, and I could watch the bluebirds. It was just very enjoyable for me. You know, Vince, I think you're probably the same way I am, where to me the kitchen is sort of the heart of the home. And everybody congregates in the kitchen most of the time or the family room. But I think if you are going to build, I would say really concentrate on the kitchen. You know, one of the things that I see is that's why I like having an island, is that there's so many kitchens where there's not enough counter space, where it's long. You have too many interruptions, whether it's the sink or the stove, or it's like in a corner where you really can't do anything with it. So I would encourage people to really think about the counter space. I have it's a U shape, and I have like one section other than like the little corner shape where the stove and refrigerator and sink are. I have like another 7 foot section. So if I'm working on canning or I'm doing a lot of cooking, I have plenty of room to put all my items. But Vince, the other thing I wanted to mention was We moved in this house that was, it was built, and the Mennonites put up the structure. They didn't do the finish work, but they did the structure, so they did a really beautiful job. But when we moved in here, we had Corian in the kitchen. And Corian is very durable, but it scratches very, very easily. And it's black, so it shows every scratch, every piece of dust. So I would encourage people, don't, you know, I mean, I wouldn't go with another dark color, and I wouldn't spend the money on Corian. I would probably get the laminate that's like the Formica type, but get the color through so that if you do get a scratch, it doesn't show as much. And I'm okay with that. I don't need the granite, or I don't need the high-priced counters. I would rather have the space for, or I'd rather put the money into good cupboards in a, like a good pantry. That, and I feel like if you have a good pantry vent, especially if you can wire it where you can have a light in it so you can see, you can eliminate several cupboards. If you have a nice big pantry, you can probably eliminate five or six cupboards.
Very well said. And cupboards are really expensive. You're talking about, you know, wall cabinets and et cetera. Kathy, you mentioned going back to the window in the kitchen. When we lived in Virginia, we had one, and I have a suggestion class. It was wonderful. And as Kathy said, we had a deck right outside the bump out. Sometimes they're called bay windows. Now, there's bay windows and bow windows. A bow window is kind of like the shape of a bow for a bow and arrow. It's curved. A bay window would consist of three or more windows, a big window in the center and two windows on the side on an angle. And the neat thing about doing that is you get a great view, and if you aim the window in the right direction, south, you'll have lots of sunlight for most of the day. So one of the things that is on our list is to talk about, and we probably won't do it today, but the orientation of your house. Kathy, I don't think we're going to get 2% at the most of our list covered today. But I do. One thing that we do, class, is we don't want to do snippets, boom, 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 give you not enough information to do anything. We don't want to be background noise. We're teaching a class, and this class is to deliver to you information that you can use yourself and put right into practice after you do additional research. That is the plan. We can't do it all for you, but we can get you started on the thinking process. So what Kathy said is, in the kitchen, consider a bow window. A bay window is way more expensive than a bow window. We had the bay window, and they're great. I mean, it makes no sense to me to spend extra money on a bow window when you can have a bay window that'll do the same thing. And putting that kitchen table there is a wonderful thing. And we had the same thing. We had a bird feeder right outside. We could watch the birds. Now, we don't have it here, as you don't have yours in your current house. We don't have ours in our current house because the orientation of the plans did not allow for a good southern view of the for a bay window. So we don't have one either. But do we miss it? Yeah, we miss it. And would I put one in if I could? Yes, I would. We'll be right back with Kathy. We're talking about home improvements, USA Prepare style, the way we do it. And Kathy, I want to talk about the island a little bit more, if you don't mind, when we come back, the tile floor, and why those things are so important in the kitchen. And also, the area, where is the vent for the kitchen stove, and where is the kitchen stove. We'll be right back with Kathy. USA Prepares, home improvements the way we do it. Well over 100 years of experience right here, right now.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.